David Kenyon Webster, a Harvard English major, confessed that he found it difficult to adjust to the vile, monotonous, and unimaginative language. The language made these boys, turning into men, feel tough and, more important, insiders, members of a group. Even Webster got used to it, although never to like it. The men were learning to do more than swear, more than how to fire a rifle, more than that the limits of their physical endurance were much greater than they had ever imagined. They were learning instant, unquestioning obedience. Minor infractions were punished on the spot, usually by requiring the man to do 20 push-ups. More serious infractions cost a man his weekend pass or several hours marching in full field pack on the parade ground. The Army had a saying, Gordon related. "We can't make you do anything, but we can make you wish you had." Brought together by their misery, held together by their cadence counts, singing, and common experiences, they were becoming a family. The company learned to act as a unit. Within days of the formation of Easy, the 140 men could make a one-quarter or one-half turn, or an about-face, as if one, or set off at double time, or on a full run, or drop to the ground to do push-ups, or shout, "Yes, sir," or "No, sir," in unison. All this was part of the initiation rites common to all armies. So was learning to drink. Beer, almost exclusively, at the post PX, there being no nearby towns. Lots of beer. They sang soldiers' songs. Toward the end of the evening, invariably, someone would insult someone else with a slurring reference to his mother, his sweetheart, his hometown, or his region. Then they would fight, as soldier boys do, inflicting bloody noses and blackened eyes, before staggering back to their barracks, yelling war chants, supporting each other, becoming comrades. The result of these shared experiences was a closeness unknown to all outsiders. Comrades are closer than friends, closer than brothers. Their relationship is different from that of lovers. Their trust in and knowledge of each other is total. They got to know each other's life stories, what they did before they came into the Army, where and why they volunteered, what they liked to eat and drink, what their capabilities were. On a night march, they would hear a cough and know who it was. On a night maneuver, they would see someone sneaking through the woods and know who it was from his silhouette. Their identification worked downward, from the Army to the Airborne, to the 506th,